Director Schultz on one.
How'd you think you got along?
Well, I feel kind of bloody, but I think we did it. I think what saved the day was that Burns pushed me on what were the congressional additions to the budget that hadn't yet been passed in detail, and he didn't expect me to answer him, and I had the list there and answered him, and that took about, 30% of the wind out of his sails anyway. It was rough because they spent, several hours trying to wheedle from me what the budget was going to be and where the specific cuts were. And
why don't we just say to them that we have to get this bill passed and the other bills passed before we can do our work, and therefore if we get to predicting and speculating, you fellows will use it against us and get all the pressures on us and everything else?
Well, that's exactly what happened. Was I made the point indirectly that if we gave everybody a list of cuts, all it would do would be to make it harder to make the cuts, and if you're really interested in getting them done and not making hay with it, give us a chance to do it the best way we know how.
I think in the future what I would just really try to stick to, if we get us hitting any further,
mm-hmm.
is say that we've got 15 or 16 appropriation bills.
15 counting the defense supplemental, which we already got.
That's 15. Well, right. We may have a...
We got, and we, if we have another one, that'll be this session, that'll be 16.
Yeah, we'll have 16 bills. The 16 will have to be carefully reviewed, each one of them.
Right.
I can't review them until they get to us.
Exactly.
I can't make a decision until it gets here.
That's what...
When they get here, we'll review them, and then I'll promptly inform them. Our best guess, our best estimate is that we'll cut $3 billion. That's what we're going to try. But if you cut it all up here, if it gets down here, might not cut any.
Well, I've been saying a little bit different from that. I've been trying to say that we're going to cut some of our own programs.
You spelled them all out, and they just added amendments taking them all out. How would you cut it?
Well, my point is that some of them they couldn't because... some of this stuff, like the pay bill, is uncontrollable, and I didn't want to give them kind of a signal to go ahead and cut some of the areas maybe we don't want. So I tried to play that one a little bit more cozily, saying what we're going to do is make daggone sure that by cutting what they give us, plus some of our own programs, as much as we dislike it, we're going to offset these additions. I was afraid to open up the point of, well, why don't you send up the budget amendments that you want us to cut? And I didn't think we ought to get in that situation of sending up a whole batch of budget amendments. So I tried to, I didn't quite do that. I said, we're going to do two things. We're going to hold back on what you fellas give us, and we hope you don't give us any more. But if you do, we're going to hold back on a lot of that. In addition, where you give us things that are uncontrollable and where there's nothing else we can do about it, well, we're just going to take the bit in our teeth and have to cut some of our own, much as we dislike it. I didn't want to get into a situation where I kind of invited them to invite me and you to send up specific budget amendments. I didn't think that would be good because it would just hold this damn Congress up another 2 months. So I played a little bit, a little bit off of that. We'll have some trouble in the Senate, but it'll, with Williams on this, who's going to push the same business, but I think we can stick to it.
Well, I wouldn't go much further if I could to say that the, you can do what you want to about this bill. We recommend you pass it.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to try to do this when we get our bills. Until we do, I don't know what's going to be in them, and I can't speculate them.
Well, this is what I said. No, that's exactly what I said. Our best guess is, from what we think we're going to get and everything else, is we're going to have to cut $3 billion. But I hope we won't get that much, but this is our best guess at the moment. And then gave them a specific list of what they now had up there that they were adding on. That kind of stopped Burns, because he didn't think we'd give him those numbers. But I didn't tell him what we were going to cut. I just said, here's what you've got up here now, bill by bill, and here's how much each bill is over what we asked.
I noticed that he's hitting us, but we signed the mass transit bill, and it had more than we asked, and we signed the road bill, and it had more than we asked.
The point I made on this, Mr. President, is that what you did when you signed the ag bill was where we get bills up here where we can control what happens. As a general proposition, you've tended to sign them even though they were above the budget because you knew you could control it. But when you got one like the insurance bill where you just couldn't control it, that one, as they saw last night or the night before, you vetoed. They were raising hell. Why didn't you veto a lot of these bills that came up? And I said, it's silly to do that and extend the Congress longer and when there are other means for accomplishing the same purpose, namely just holding back the spending on it. So, you never satisfy these guys, but I think that...
Do you think we're going to get in a Republican vote?
Maybe Burns. I'm not sure. I couldn't tell yesterday. Burns spent a lot of time on good, solid, honest, hard questions on the tax credit itself. He spent a little time badgering Joe and me on general business, but I was kind of pleased in the sense he had a lot of hard, good, well thought out questions on the details of the thing, and I'm not a good judge of this, but I kind of got the impression he might be a possibility. None of the others are awful sympathetic, none of the other Republicans. But the mere fact that Burns was willing to spend a lot of time on, a lot of details as to how you get around this problem and how you get around that problem. I could be wrong, but I had maybe an impression he might go along. Curtis clearly won't. Broyhill is just worried to death, of course, about his damn construction industry. Spent a lot of time on that.
Can't you talk to the Post and the Star and get them to try to help you a little bit on this now with the Broyhill?
Good point.
Sure, call up Kay Graham or somebody and say, now, you all want fiscal responsibility and you want us to do something, but when we do it, we don't get much help.
Damn.
And we got all the national chambers coming in, others, but we'd like to have a little help now, particularly.
Right. Good point.
Are you going to get to work on what we do about these employees?
Yes, sir, I am.
Seemed like to me we could just freeze them and then kind of give John Gardner and McNamara a little exemption, just freeze them all.
Well, that's what I'm trying to work out now, how you can do that without making it look like you drive a truck through it. That's what we're trying to work out, some way of doing it that's hard as the devil, but doesn't, get us in a bind we can't get out of. And I should have that shortly. I wish I could promise you time.
Maybe you just ought to have your girl who'll call every secretary and tell them to freeze their present employment until you get a rule out.
Well, I can have the rule out in a few days. It's going to be just a couple of days. That's the only thing here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I'm moving on it.
Are you still just got $400 million in mind to highway?
Right now, I'd like to move on that one. Do you know when you want to... Because the only problem is the longer we wait, the harder it is to reach the $400 million, because, you've already spent some. I think they finally come up with a good way to do it that's equitable on all the different states. Pretty ingenious way to do it that kind of hits everybody equally and not just the states like New York and Michigan and Texas and a few others which are well ahead. That's the problem with what we've been doing. We just hit several of the states, but they've got a new way of doing it now, which I think is equitable, but I think we ought to move on it pretty soon. And I'd like to tell the Corps of Engineers that they're holding back some projects, but at least between now and maybe December, unless it's absolutely, vital from the point of view of some kind of problem we've got in one place or the other. Just not to let any more contracts. Well, I have not done that yet. They're holding back some, but...
I just tell them to hold everything until we can have a meeting, but don't tell anybody. Tell them the president wants to meet with them himself.
Yes, sir. Now, they can do it.
I've got to get this damn bill reported in the House before we do that.
All right, they're going ahead on the ones that are easy. In other words, they're not letting, in areas where they're pretty sure it won't cause any trouble. There are a few tougher ones that at some stage or the other we're going to have to hold up, but you'd prefer to wait till we get this out of the House.
Until we get it out of the committee.
That's all right, yes, sir.
I thought he'd mark it up Friday, but now they said they're going to come back Monday and mark it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take every step we can as quick as we can this week on... we're getting ready for all of our economists.
Yes, sir. We've got our, our details all spread out.
We have committed to go $3 billion, haven't we?
Well, what we've committed to do is we're going 1.5. And we then say we're going to go more depending on what the Congress gives us. It's our best guess they're going to give us enough. We're going to have to go another 1.5. That's the way we put it. we're committed to go whatever we need to do it, and it'll probably be, that's what we've been saying, it'll probably have to be at least $3 billion, given a kind of a best judgment as to what Congress is now doing.
Whatever we need, what do you mean, whatever we need?
Well, by that I mean if the Congress doesn't give us much more, we may not have to cut so much.
That's good. Okay, let's go.
Yes, sir.